here with a first look at what it says in the papers is Ronan Kelly.
Thanks, Joan. If you're the kind of person who's interested in what the neighbours have been up to, then check out this morning's Examiner. It has almost a full page devoted to the revenue's tax defaulters list. It's in the Examiner business section, and while most of those listed are businesses, there's one of an Offaly woman who owed over €400,000, and she's listed as a PAYE employee. Also on the list, as most papers report, is former Fianna Fáil Transport Minister Ivor Callaly, who was found to have underdeclared VAT on his car dealership. Another politician in trouble for declaring his assets is in all the papers. He's Owen Hayes of the Social Democrats, who's been suspended after he spoke at a press conference yesterday. At it, he gave facts about his shares in a company working for the Israeli military, which turned out not to be true. The Irish Daily Mail, which says it broke the story about Hayes last week, writes about the press conference. It says he was asked 23 times about the shares and that it was a 16-minute car crash. Sinn Féin says Owen Hayes profited personally from a company that benefits from Israeli breaches of international law. Not as much as he could have, according to the Irish Independent. They say he sold the shares for €200,000, but they're now worth almost €500,000. Enough, the paper says, to buy a house in his new constituency of Dublin Bay South. That's in The Independent, which in its main front page story also deals with politics. It tells us that Labour say they have no intention of joining a Fianna Fáil Fine Gael coalition. Ivana Bacik was recorded telling a party meeting that she's only meeting the big three parties as a courtesy because the leverage of a smaller party in such a coalition is minimal. Crimes so vile, judge refused to utter them. That's the front page headline in the Irish News over a report about the jailing of a man convicted of tricking children on Snapchat and Instagram. He pretended he was a teenage boy and he abused 47 victims, one of whom was only 8 years of age. The Belfast Telegraph says he shattered dozens of young lives. He was sentenced yesterday to 27 years in prison. Most of the papers today carry more stories from Syria, particularly of people trying to find their relatives in the regime's prisons. Back here, the Examiner reports that the Refugee Council is concerned that the government has decided to pause asylum applications from Syrians. The paper quotes a Refugee Council spokesperson saying that less than 2 days after Assad's downfall, several EU member states are rushing to deport and return Syrians, which is completely inappropriate. In courts news, the Examiner reports that Sean Burke, the father of teacher Enoch Burke, had a case in court yesterday. He was challenging his conviction for assaulting a guard in the forecourts last March. The court had been told that he had thrown the guard to the ground. In his appeal hearing, Sean Burke says that he doesn't remember throwing a guard to the ground and if it did happen, it was completely accidental. Conor McGregor and the law is a story in the papers again this morning. According to the Irish Daily Star, his spokesperson says that the comments he made online about the Irish courts being kangaroo courts were made out of frustration and those posts have since been deleted. Yesterday, Conor McGregor posted a video about rapper Jay-Z who's been accused of rape. Beside it, he wrote, "Never settle with blackmailers." The Examiner says he's since deleted that post. And back to the Belfast Telegraph, which has two stories about peace walls in Belfast. These are designed to keep the communities apart, but the paper says they're coming down. On Monday night, a cross-community group gathered at one peace wall to play music and read from the Bible. And a few days previously, across the road, another peace wall came down, courtesy of Storm Dara.
Ronan Kelly.